A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Zvachim Tzadi Aleph, Zvachim 91a. Pagination is 181. We'll start with the Mishnah, which is five lines from the bottom of the page. Omar Rabbi Shimon said, Imro Isa Shemen Shuhumas Chalek Boazara. If you see oil that's being divided in the Azara, in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, I can tell you what to attribute it to. Just looking at it, looking at that scene, that picture, I can tell you the origin of that oil. And what Reb Shimon is doing is what we would, to a certain extent, describe as playing detective. If you know the nature of the different karbanos, you could tell, as Reb Shimon describes, why oil would be distributed in the Azara. What kind of case, what kind of carbon was brought that's causing oil to be distributed? And likewise, at the end of the Mishnah, according to the opinion of Reb Shimon, if you saw oil being poured al gabe ha'ishim on top of the fire on the Mizbeach, I can tell you by clues, by knowing what carbon would generate such oil that would be done, I could tell you the origin of the oil. Now, oil, shemen, symbolically is a very powerful product. In fact, of all the fruit juices that exist, the only halachically recognized fruit juices are grape juice wine, what's squeezed from a grape, and what's squeezed from an olive oil. The Gemara in Brachas tells us, theoretically, shemen, if you could figure out a case that you're drinking it, would be a ha'etz. It would retain the bracha of the fruit. In the case of grapes, it actually gets upgraded to a ha'gafen. All other fruit juices are not really recognized. They're existing. They're a product, and you make a shahakal on them. You make the generic bracha. But shemen is quite significant. We find symbolically that the Jewish people are compared to oil, in that when you put another liquid with the oil, you could shake it up, you could disperse the oil within the mixture, but afterwards when you pause, when you stop the agitation, the oil maintains its integrity and it doesn't mix. And that reminds us of the Pinta Layid of the Jew, who, even if he's dispersed, spread out in the world, but when you pause the agitation, he goes back to his personal integrity and maintains his allegiance. We have shemen being used as shemen hamishcha, anointing oil. And likewise, as we'll see in a moment, the shemen of the mitzora, the oil of the mitzora during his atonement process, his kapara, the oil is placed on the place of the dam ha'asham, the place on his body, his ear, his finger and foot, where the blood of the karban was placed. So the oil is placed on top of that. So certainly there's significant symbolism in oil. Let's learn how Reb Shimon considered these to be clues as to what carbon it could possibly be, if it's being distributed or if it's being burnt. Starting the Mishnah again, Amar Reb Shimon said, Im ra'isa shemen shuhu mischalik ba'azara, if you see oil that's being divided in the azara, there's no need to ask what could it be, because I can tell you basically it boils down to two possibilities. Either it's the leftover of these carbon mincha of a non-kohen, so it's being distributed, or it's the lug shemen of the mitzora. Now, the Lug Shemen of the Metzora is described by the Rambam in Mechusre Kapora Perek Dalid. There's a Kapora described in the beginning of Parshas Metzora with the Eitz Erez Ezov Ushni Taloas Shtei Tziporim. The specific Kapora that's described there. And then Achar Kol Zos, after that, Yikonis Lirushalayim, he comes into Yerushalayim, he waits 7 days, he goes to Mikvah, and then he has his Korban time. And included in the Korban time, towards the end of Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes, Milog HaShemen, the Kohen takes from the Lug HaShemen, he puts it into either his friend's left hand, or his own left hand would also be Yotze, and he dips his right hand into the Shemen, and what does he do with that? There are 7 times of Hazza'a towards the Beis Kodshei HaKadoshim, and there's also an application, as we mentioned before, Al Mekom Dam Ha'osham, on the parts of the body that got the blood of the Korban Asham, and what remains he places in his hand. He places Al Rosh HaMistaher, on the head of the person who's becoming Tahar. Usha'or HaLug Mischalik LeKohanim, and the remainder is going to be distributed to the Kohanim, and that's what Reb Shimon said. If you saw oil being distributed to the Kohanim, you could tell it's one of these two things. Either it's the leftovers from a regular mincha, or it's the leftovers from the mitzora procedure. And certainly, it would be quite intriguing to know what the symbolism over here is. But clearly, the application towards the Kodesh Kadoshim on the body of the mitzora, and then what's left gets placed on his head, it would seem to be almost an anointing process of letting him know how great he can become if he does tshuva and achieves his kapara. The Mishnah continues. Im ra'isa shemen shu niten al gabe yo'ishim. If you see oil that's being placed on the fire, on the mizbeach, ein tzarech lisho, there's no need to ask mahu, what is its source? Elamosa rikike minchas koanim, it's either the leftover from these minchas kohanim, from the kohanim's mincha, or minchas kohen mashiach, and that would also produce this leftover oil that would be put on the mizbeach and would not be distributed to the kohanim. Says Reb Shimon, she'ein misnadvim shemen, because there's no case where oil is donated and simply burnt on the mizbeach. The Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Tarfon Omer Misnadvim Shemen. Rabbi Tarfon holds that indeed Shemen oil can be donated, in which case there would be another case where oil would be burnt on the Mizbeach, the case of a straightforward donation. And indeed, the Rambam in Maase Korbanos, Tesayin Yudalid, describes Misha Nodar Ois Nadev Shemen, a case where a person donated oil. Ketzad Osimba, what would be done? Kometz Mimenu Kometz, a portion would be taken off and salt would be applied to it. Vizorkar Al Gabe Ho'ishim, and that would be burnt on the fire, v'ashar nechal ha-kohanim kishiyari menachos, and the rest would be eaten by the kohanim in the way of leftovers of regular menachos. So there is a case where oil would be applied on the mizbeach fire, which would seem to be like Reb Tarfon. But the clue that Reb Shimon described, that if you saw a significant amount of oil being put on the Mizbeach, that could still very well be. Because as we see, the amount that's put on the Mizbeach is somewhat nominal in the case of a donation. And if you saw a significant amount being put on, it might still be indicative of it being the leftovers of a mincha from the Kohanim. Rashi describes that the way the Kohen's mincha was done, Ein shamna nivla b'fitecha v'tzarech lahakter hamoso ba'atzmo. The oil did not truly get absorbed in a significant amount in the mincha, and therefore there was a significant amount that had to still be put on the mizbeach. And although Rab Shimon's clue doesn't seem to be foolproof anymore, because his statement "ein misnadvim shemen" is not the way we're paskening, Rab Tarfon is dissenting, but nevertheless the amount would still seem to be a clue of what the origin of the shemen was. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.